This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I laid out really the secrets of the bubble, the end game, where the rat hole leads. World government, weaponized third world populations, and finally, race-specific bioweapons being released to wipe out large portions of the world population. I mean, that's always been the plan. A lot of that's declassified. Trump's bucking that. I've been bucking that because even though groups are being weaponized to hate me and come after me and kill me, I understand it's part of a larger plan to manipulate me into supporting that, and then I lose my soul. And so the devil's big trick is creating a climate that's super evil and super destructive so that you basically will do horrible things to physically survive. But instead of helping your fellow man, instead of transcending the corruption and the evil, you end up getting destroyed. And at the heart of this is the groups and the money behind Bill and Melinda Gates and the eugenicists, and Oprah Winfrey's part of their operation to depopulate Africa and the rest of it. And I saw footage this morning. I don't think I sent it to the crew, but it's on CNN of Nigeria, a man climbing on the plane, trying to get in, trying to get out and go to America, hanging off the jumbo jet. And then see, once he gets here, he'll be weaponized and told white people are bad and Christ is evil. And that'll all be Bill and Melinda Gates that tell him. But you're really going to sit back while he gets hit by a bioweapon and he dies and you're going to feel good? When the policies were set in place to make sure that they never got industry, they never got any culture, they never got any plan. In fact, those companies were sabotaged and put into debt to control them by the very same fake leftist groups that control Bill and Melinda Gates. They give them a $1 billion loan and they paid 50-something billion on it but never get anything because their leaders were bought off to be corrupt, just like Democrat blue cities. Can be run by white people or black people. They can have Democrat white cities, Democrat black cities. They're all the same. Drugs, cess, trash, corrupt police, because it's a system of feudalism. It's a system of control. It's an anti-Christian, anti-Western, anti-Renaissance, anti-God system of keep people down to control them. And the very big mega bankers have hundreds of billions in tax-free foundations. Call themselves philanthropists. That means I'm rich and I don't pay taxes. And you read the Royal Commission in 1949 by Queen Elizabeth's father, before he died. And they say, in that big report, they say we could reduce the population in the third world and industrialize them and help them, but we actually want to increase their number and then exploit them in phase one, and then exploit their populations against the West in phase two, type of reverse colonialism, which will be a big race to the bottom, dragging down wages and eliminating the more egalitarian, liberal systems that get in the way of empire. So they're discussing how they would suppress the third world, how they would then balloon populations, but uneducated, and then how they would use them as weapons and systems to anchor down wages and productivity, because we're all competing against slaves, making us all slaves, which is what slave masters want, and that is the mathematics of tyranny. From a cold-blooded psychotic perspective, it makes perfect sense, because these inbred elites have twisted high IQs, but they are fundamentally cheaters, like cancer in the body. Cancer takes over, lives a year, thinks it's dominant, it had a consciousness, but it's cancer. It kills its host, and it dies. And the globalists are like cancer. They've got a master plan, and they're going to merge with machines, and they're going to escape all the bad things they've done by not physically dying. They're going to defeat the Faustian bargain. You're never going to defeat anything. The New World Order is damned to hell. There is a spiritual world. There is a God. There is a spirit of Satan. And this is all just a test on this planet. The so-called rulers of this world are the failures that chose the devil instead of God, like the phony preachers. Want to find Satan? Go to a church. Want to find God? go down into the red light district like Jesus Christ did and find real people and then redeem them. Don't find the fakes that claim they know God. They knew God and turned their face. They joined Lucifer.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talk.
Okay, Gerald Celente is about to take over in the next segment. The great trans forecaster, good friend of mine. He's been taking Trump to the woodshed. Yeah, we know he's better than Hillary, but we need to get on his butt to get him to do the right thing. GrudgeReport.com is top linked to my video I shot yesterday that I aired on the show. Why is Trump committing suicide? Very, very important. Please share that link with everybody you know. I know the White House has seen it. I want to thank GrudgeReport.com for linking to it. But first, let's also remember, we kick off at 8 a.m. tomorrow, a 40-hour special broadcast. We're going to cover Clown World Part 2, the Democrat debates. We're going to have reporters in Detroit, Michigan right now on the street. All that is coming up tomorrow night and the next night. And you spread the word, and those links is how we get around the censors. We built our own platform, our own video, our own audio streams. Promote your local AM and FM stations you're listening to as well. But in the outreach, you may have family in another town, another city. Tell them about InfoWars.com/show. And tell them about that local radio station where they can stream the show as well. It's all about word of mouth. That trumps the censors. So from now until the end of the segment, I'm going to play part of my emergency message to Trump that did get his attention, I'm told. And you should send this out as well because this is the big central issue. And please don't forget, it's the last day to get 50% off DNA Force. One of the last days to get the Chris Pratt style Don't Tread on Me American flag that's about to sell out. And that all funds the operation. So thank you all for your support. And 50% off on all InfoWars Life high-quality storable foods that are private labeled from the great folks at My Patriot Supply. So that's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But right now, let's go ahead and go to my emergency message to the president asking him, why are you committing suicide?
President Trump, I am here to respectfully tell you that if you don't wake the fuck up and take action right now, you're not going to get reelected in 2020. In fact, the globalists are going to steal that election and then fully overthrow this nation as you know well. I'm about to give you a briefing on the end game of censorship and the fact that you must act now. Mr. President, we're able to get this report to you. I beg you for yourself, your family, my family, and the whole world to understand that your blind spot, your Achilles heel, is your confidence that you can overpower the censors and overpower the manipulation that we saw in 2016. That was intense, but nothing compared to what the Democrats and the deep state are doing this time. They have pulled out all the stops. In just the last 3 days, Mr. President, we have seen over 200 million followers to scores of popular Instagram and Facebook accounts deleted and the accounts removed. Some of these accounts had 43 million followers apiece. Others had over 30 million. If you combine just the top two accounts that got deleted for no reason other than they were politically popular and shared your information, that's more followers than you have on Twitter. The Democrats admit, the EU admits, the big tech giants admit that memes are more powerful than all cable news combined now. It's how America communicates. And the fact that you've let them do this to thousands of other prominent conservatives and nationalists and haven't taken action yet, other than criticizing it, has greenlit the purges to now be exponential. This is your distribution network that was getting your speeches and your statements and your administration's truth out to counter the establishment lies. And they're just being annihilated on a daily basis. Over 200 million in just the last 3 days. Look at this. Spicy MP4 had over 40 million followers. People that signed up over the years to follow the memes and posts. Most of it, your information, all gone, unable to communicate. Popular meme aggregator, Your Dank, with over 30 million followers gone in just the last few days. Dozens of his accounts. And it goes on and on and on. Every few hours, new giant list come out. We go click on them. They're dead. They're gone. Gone, 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 gone. Because nothing is being done by your administration. We've heard a bunch of talk about antitrust. We've heard a bunch of talk about injunctions. This is election meddling. Imagine if hundreds and hundreds of millions of people following Democrat sites and Democrat news organizations were suddenly being deleted in a coordinated fashion. There would be an outcry the likes of which the world's never seen. Federal courts have ruled that people can attack you and lie about you on Twitter and have it posted to the very top, but they can then delete everybody completely and remove them forever. Your namesake, your son, Don Jr., has been one of the most prominent people accurately exposing what's happening and the peril to this country and your second term. You've got Tucker Carlson. You've got Matt Drudge doing a great job exposing it. But I know what's going on. The big fat cat politicos at Fox and other areas, they want the hundreds of millions of donation money to only go to their PACs, only go to their advertisements. Nobody's even advertising with meme makers in places like InfoWars. We didn't get any money in the last election. We just wanted to see the country made great again, just like you do. But because the old, dying, political, neocon media system is jealous and envious of new media, they're working with the Democrats openly to suppress and shut down their competition at America and your expense. Trump, I'm sitting here watching these Lillipullies eat you alive and carve you up like a giant ham. And damn it, I care about you, and my fate's tied to you, and I'm pissed, buddy. If you keep sitting there and taking this crap, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Because it doesn't matter how good your agenda is and how many other great things you do. If you sit there and let these out-of-control criminals walk in here and steal our First Amendment and steal this damn election, then I don't know what I'm going to be forced to do. But let me tell you, watching you let these bastards pull this off makes me sick. And so I'm begging my listeners and my viewers to light a fire under everybody in your administration's ass to stand up for the First Amendment and to move out of the way of your second term after this whole Russiagate got proven as a fraud so we can try to restore this republic against the globalists that are trying to shut it down. President Trump, you've got 13.9 million followers on Instagram. Just two accounts on Instagram had over 70 million that promoted everything you're doing. Do you understand that? That's just two of the hundreds of millions gone the last few days. Hillary understood the power of the Internet. She tried to dominate social media, but nobody wanted to follow her, even though Facebook and Google and Twitter force-fed her. They underestimated you. They underestimated the people. But now they haven't underestimated it. And they're pulling out all the stops for people to vote in the names of dead folks and for electronic voting machine fraud and for flooding the borders and for all of this. But the big enchilada is the Internet. And I just sit here with horror, watching you be lied about and myself being lied about and watching the hell we go through trying to restore this republic. And you said we should never let another president or another country or this nation go through this again. And I agree with you. But we're going through something even worse right now. And Russiagate's been a distraction from censorship gate and election meddling gate. In closing, I have some final words for the president and some final words for viewers and listeners and other media people. As I said, other than Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and Don Jr. and a few others, everybody else thought it was cute when I got banned. And they'd say, oh, how is it? How you doing? We're so sad for you. And I'd say, oh, you're sad for me? They're coming for you next. And after they take all your speech, they're going to take all the rest of your freedom. That's how it works. And a year later, here we are. So it's very painful to watch folks at the big Trump event at the White House go, oh, Alex was patient zero. We wish he was here. I don't give a rat's ass about being in the middle of the swamp at the White House. I care about freedom and defeating tyrants. And I warned you all how they were coming for everybody's freedoms. And now we're here. So we need to take action now and realize they first demonize somebody, ban them, make it all about them, and then everybody else follows. And that's what's been done. Trump's the target. The American people are the target. We're all the target. And we've got to stand together because we don't have free speech and a First Amendment. What do we have? Big tech is the modern telecommunication system, like the telephone. And we all have a right to it. I'm going to end this special report with a little clip of Dr. Epstein. Full congressional testimony is on InfoWars.com. Congress is starting to figure out what's happening. But we don't have that long for this learning curve. We've got to have a crash course in awakening now. And that's why InfoWars.com stands strong as the tip of the spear. And that's why the globalists want us shut down. Because we are the modern Paul Revere's. Thank you all for your support. Here's a short clip of Dr. Epstein.
All right. Why is the President Trump committing suicide? Is the video on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. The easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com, right on the right-hand side. Daryl Salente, for the next 45 minutes, is ready. He is in the bullpen, and he's coming out on the other side. Remember, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way folks learn about those URLs is your word of mouth. Please crush big tech.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be here on The Alex Jones Show. Yep. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars because they're robbing us of our freedom. First Amendment, bye-bye, like a lot of the Constitution. So buy those products, put your money where your heart is. So it's great being here. And just for example, how they keep robbing us. As I say, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a progressive. I'm an American. And I believe in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And I don't need anybody dressed up in a robe or anything else to tell me how to interpret it. I'm totally qualified to do it myself. And I find it offensive that other people think that they know what the words mean better than I do. I mean, after all, I am a man that's written a number of best-selling books, have a magazine, the Trends Journal, been writing since 1986 in the spirit of 76. So I don't need anybody to tell me how to interpret the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. So they had this terrible event that just happened at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California. That left three dead. Some sick person lost their mind. So now we're going to hear about robbing us more of our, from our Second Amendment rights, as though that's going to help by banning guns. There are over 350 million guns, probably 400 million out there. It'll be as successful as the war on drugs. All it will do is build another federal agency to rob us of more of our rights. Banning guns won't stop sick people from doing sick things. For example, this is about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, some crazy guy said that they stole his copy, this animation group in Kyoto, Japan. And he burnt the place down. Killed about 33 people. So what are they going to do? Ban matches? Ban flammable fluid? You're not going to stop sick people. To me, you know what's causing this sickness? Is the American mentality of war. I'm tired of people bragging about, oh, you know, we're the greatest military. You know, no, you're not. Not the greatest military the world has ever seen. They haven't won a war since World War II that the politicians have started. And you saw the polls that have come out where the majority of the soldiers, they risk their lives and limbs and minds. Said how worthless the Iraq and Afghan wars are. So when you have a mentality that continually promotes violence, violence runs into the mainstream. The fish rots from the head down. That's why I launched Occupy Peace. I'm a true believer in the founding fathers and what they fought for. And I have the buildings, three of them that sit on the most historic four corners of America where I launched Occupy Peace. You can't have liberty, love, joy, and beauty in a state of terror and freaks feeling you up when you get in the airport, get on a plane, and surveillance everywhere you look and don't look. So that's what's building the sickness. Banning guns. Not going to do anything. You have to change the mindset. And for me, I don't want to die for war, but I'll fight for peace. Once you call out war, game over. And for me, with all these wars, game's over, fight's on. And I'm a fighter. At my own school in close combat for many years. I don't get in fights when I don't have to. But I'll attack the attacker anytime. I also know as a fighter, you don't want to get into any fight. You never know it'll happen, no matter how good you think you are. Who got this? Who got that? What could happen to you? Slip. Anything could happen. So you avoid the fight. And you avoid the war. But I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I hear Alex talking about Christianity, so let's stay with the Prince of Peace. I know nobody talks about the Prince of Peace and calling him the Prince of Peace, especially during Christmas time. Got to sell product. And Easter's only about the Easter Bunny. But seriously, it has to stop, or else this violence will just continue. So I want to move on to a couple of issues here. On the market front, Wednesday's the big day here in the USA. Fed prepares rate cut amid worries about low inflation. I want to stay on that low inflation because they can't figure out why inflation's gone up. Hey, how about those housing prices down in parts of North Carolina? It's gone up 70% over the last 8 years. Well, that's not inflation. All these dramatic price hikes of houses, that's not inflation. Inflation numbers are cooked. But the reason you're seeing low inflation in a number of products, it's what I call the 5-0 formula. You only get it from the Trends Journal. Alex talked about it a little bit before. I heard someone talking about overpopulation. Figure it out. We have about 1.7 billion people on the planet about 100 years ago. 1.7. We've added 6. 6 billion more. You think you can get some cheap labor? So, that's driving prices down because when you look at wages in America, they're barely going up. They're not even close to real inflation. More labor than labor needs. Number two, that's overpopulation, of course. Number two, overproduction. They produced more product than they need because you have overcapacity. Online brought down the prices. Open borders. That's another one. There you got it. Overpopulation. Overcapacity. Online. Open borders. And open production. That's why you have low inflation. So we're going to know Wednesday what they're going to do with interest rates. If they drop them 50 basis points, watch gold go up sharply. That's right. So stay tuned Wednesday, see what the Fed is going to do. Because they're going to juice this market. It's a global slowdown. We're going to be back in a few.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And don't forget to put your money where your mind and heart are. You know me. I love that super male vitality. Yep. 50% off DNA Force Plus and super male vitality. Up to 50% off storable foods and water filters. Last day. So jump on board. And boy, you need those water filters. Hey, how's the water over there in Flint, huh? But that was only a couple of years ago. It's still terrible, like most of the places around the country. We got wars to fight and people to kill. We don't have any money to fix this country up. With Occupy Peace, you do.
Anyway, talking about the economy. As you know from Friday's data, U.S. economy slowed in the second quarter, down 2.1%. Industrial production declined 1.9%. The reason for this is those tax breaks that Trump gave the big corporations in 2018, they're wearing out of that. So they're not putting the money into industrial production. They're putting it into stock buybacks, which they've done over $1 trillion worth. So we're looking here at the slowdown of the global economy. The United States is one of the few doing strong because of the tax cuts. Weary business slowed U.S. growth. That was the headline over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal. So we have a decade-long expansion, but it's slowing down. Trade, this is important. Trade was down. Exports fell at a 5.2% decline. You know what boosted things up? Stealing more money from us. That's right. You know what they call it? Government spending. We need jobs for us, our family, and our friends. So we're going to create these moronic, stupid jobs that we call government jobs, and we increase your taxes so you could pay them. For these moronic jobs of incompetent imbeciles, for the most part. Government spending boosted overall growth, rising, you ready for this? At a 5% annual rate. Very important. Earnings for the S&P 500 appear to have grown in the second quarter at their most anemic pace since mid-2016. So, goes back to the rate hikes. Or I should say, the rate declines. Are they going to go down 25 basis points on Wednesday or 50? If they go to 50, you will see gold skyrocket. Industrial profits fall in June. Add to fears of a slowdown. This is China. Economic growth in the second quarter slowed to a near 30-year low. In the first 6 months, industrial firms earned profits that were down 2.4% from a year earlier. Let's go over to Germany. That's the highlight place over there in Europe. The best of everything when it comes to jobs and production. The IFO employment barometer falls further. Fewer German companies are planning to hire new staff. As the economy cools, it is increasingly having an impact on the labor market. Now remember, this is from IFO. This is a serious organization. You ready? Once again, more industrial companies reported that they generally intend to reduce their workforce. The boom times are over for now. That's from Germany, the boom times. You look at the whole European zone, European Central Bank signals rate cuts, relaunch of stimulus. They pumped in about $3 trillion of stimulus, buying back corporate bonds. You have negative bond yields in Germany and in France. You buy a 10-year bond, you get back less than what you bought it for in 10 years. The governments are buying up these bonds to keep this going. European Central Bank signaled that it is preparing to cut short-term interest rates for the first time since 2016 and restart a giant bond-buying program, marking a significant policy shift that aims to insulate the wobbling Eurozone economy from global headwinds. All right? It's a global slowdown. What does this mean? Well, over there in Switzerland, they're trying to do everything they can to bring the Swiss currency down. because it's going up really high because the euro is going down low, as a lot of other currencies are, as they're lowering interest rates. The United States currency is staying strong despite building up more debt because the other ones are going so weak. There's a global slowdown. It's one country after another. And you're feeling it here in the States. Home ownership fell in the second quarter, for the second straight quarter, as high prices and people that are burdened with college debt cannot afford to buy them. Story today, Wall Street Journal. Financial crisis yields renters. Now the median age of a home buyer is 46 years old, the oldest since the National Association of Realtors began keeping records. Again, wages aren't going up because of the five O's. Overpopulation. Overcapacity. Overproduction. Online and open borders. Home ownership rates have fallen as young Americans are priced out of the market. About 40% of young adults aged 25 to 34 were homeowners in 2018, according to the data by Freddie Mac. That's down 8% since 2001. This is why you see populist movements springing up around the world, not in the United States. The data is there. So people are moving into apartments. And that sector you're seeing growing stronger in the financial market sector. The vacancy rate for rental apartments fell to 6.8% from 7%. This is despite mortgage rates going down. What I'm saying to you, all on InfoWars, is that we are going to enter the greatest depression after all these money pumping schemes run out of juice. We don't believe it will happen until early 2021, because the Federal Reserve is going to aggressively lower interest rates between now and then. And the then is when we come back to show you what's going to then happen. Be back soon.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
This town.
Put your money where your heart is and your mind. InfoWars, you got that special going on last day. Get that man Vitality at an economy. All right, I was talking about the 5-0 formula. This is very important. Remember, overpopulation, overproduction. Excuse me, overcapacity. As a result of the overcapacity, overproduction. Online, you can buy it a lot cheaper in a lot of instances. And open borders. Stuff could come flooding in from everywhere. Again, we're the only ones saying this is my 5-0 formula. Here's the story, right out of the toilet paper record. Beijing. China has too many factories making too many goods. Its biggest overseas customers aren't buying like before. There's a global slowdown. Overcapacity and overproduction. That's why you don't have inflation going up. And that's going to be one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve is going to lower rates. And we'll see again how much. President steps up criticism of the World Trade Organization in Beijing. Yep, President Trump threatened to have the U.S. unilaterally revoke the special breaks that global rules grant to nations that call themselves developing countries. Again, last week when I was on hosting the show, I was totally against what Trump was doing and is doing in Venezuela and Iran. Don't think it's foreign policy. Not for me. 100% behind this. China should have never come into the World Trade Organization. The Clintons brought them in. And they say they came in 2001, 2 weeks after 9/11, when no one was paying attention. This is his tweet. The World Trade Organization, the WTO, is broken when the world's richest countries claim to be developing countries to avoid WTO rules and get special treatment. No more. I agree. They're not a developing nation. In a few years, China's going to be the richest nation on earth. And that's a trend forecaster that you could bank on. The numbers are there. They're buying up the world. The business of America's war. The business of China's business. Trump wrote in a tweet, quote, "Today, I directed the U.S. Trade Representative to take action so that countries stop cheating the system at the expense of the USA. So, this is real. They're getting special breaks." Trump went on to say that Mr. Trump, however, has contended that China shouldn't qualify for the benefits that come with developing country status, which include export subsidies and procedural advantages for World Trade Organization disputes. And it goes on to say that other developed countries have these same concerns. The game has to change. I'm for closing the borders and not for a border wall. That's ugly and stupid. This is the 21st century. We have the technology that can stop this. And with occupied peace, when we close all those bases overseas and bring home the troops, we could have them secure the homeland rather than fighting in foreign countries and dying for lost causes. So I'm totally in favor of him on those two issues. Again, people don't have money. So as a trend forecaster, I say these things and point these out so you can see the opportunities and where things are going. A story in today's Wall Street Journal. And that's what our work is. Current events form future trends. We look at the geopolitical, economic, a globalnomic viewpoint. We look at many different issues to see where the future is heading. The only magazine in the world where you read tomorrow's trends today. Pick up Time Magazine, it's last week's news tomorrow. No time at all. Out of time. Off time. Store brands pinch food makers. This is a very important story. Store-based products, from cheese to canned tomatoes, are eating away at the sales of big food retailers. They say that younger customers aren't as interested in older brands. That's true to an extent. Tie it together. I just talked about younger customers can't afford to buy a house. How about that, huh? They can't afford to buy the brands either. That's why you're going to start seeing more of this growing. So it's a two-tier society, the haves and the have-nots. The haves are going to step up on the quality of their purchases, going more organic, more clean food. Clean food, by the way, is a term that I coined. New York Times did a story back in the 90s on it. And then you have the mass average that can't afford in a living day to day. important trend to watch. I want to talk about geopolitics, and I also want to talk about propaganda and why you should support InfoWars, and of course consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, because we say it the way it is. I want to give you an example of how they use propaganda. This is from the Wall Street Journal a few days ago. Protest images fan Chinese public anger. Hong Kong clashes escalate, raise alarm. Hong Kong protesters head to airport. All right, none of this sounds really. Hong Kong protesters head to airport. Okay, so what? Hong Kong clashes escalate, raise alarm. All right. Now, remember, that was over the weekend. This is today. Kremlin critic hospitalized after detention. Wow. Kremlin critic hospitalized. They don't talk about in all of these other stories, you have to read into them, how many people were arrested and beaten by the police in Hong Kong. You got to wait, go read all the way to over here. Police later charged with batons, clubbing and detaining a number of protesters. But then when it happens in Russia, here's today's Financial Times, Russia police crush Moscow demonstration. And by the way, this demonstration was, according to what was reported, that they tried to stop it. It was illegal. They kept going. But regardless, you could protest all you want. I'm all for it. You have quotes from Amnesty International and human rights activists criticizing the Russians. But you don't have that in the stories about the police beating and gassing the people in Hong Kong, where they also had to close down certain areas because of so much tear gas by the police. So here you got it now in the Financial Times. Riot police beat crowds of protesters with batons and drag scores into police trucks in a brutal response to a rally call to protest against the decision to allow opposition candidates on the ballot, blah, 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 blah. So the police beat crowds of protesters with the batons and dragged scores into police trucks. They brutally beat them. That's the way you read to get past the propaganda. Just wanted to give you that little trend tracking lesson so they could keep hating those Russians, but those Hong Kongers, Chinese are up there. This is Gerald Celente. See you the next time.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.